loves me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy may be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, as a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, so I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It is not you who chose me, but I who chose you. I'm pointing you to go and bear fruit that will remain. Now, whatever you ask the Father by name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Next year, my mom and dad will celebrate 50 years of marriage. All right, well, thank you. As we say in my family, my mother will go straight to heaven. All right. But you know, in any relationship, there are positive moments, and married couples are known to bicker or fight with each other once in a while, are you not? All the ladies are going, yes, right? And the running joke in my family is that on May 3rd, which happens to be my birthday, it's always the biggest fight in the year between my mom and my dad. I don't know. Maybe I'm the cause for that. I don't know. But it's kind of turned into this, like, running joke. So about 20 years ago, I decided not to see my family on my actual birthday. We do, like, a birthday Eve kind of thing. And this past Thursday, I was able to be with my mom and dad and invite 8 of my priest buddies over. So it was kind of cool. You know, at my parents' house in Harbor City, there were 9 priests in the backyard. And of course, the million-dollar question, what are we going to eat, right? How come it's like we can never decide? What are we going to eat? So I said, let's keep it simple. Let's just do carne asada, beans, rice, some tortillas, salsa. Life is good. Problem is, when you go to buy carne asada close to the 5th of May, right, everybody is there. So we went, my dad and I, and my dad said, we're going to go to this carniceria in Wilmington, where we used to live, because he's been going there forever. My mom said, you need to go to the other market. My dad didn't listen to my mom. So we went to the carniceria that my dad loves, and when we got there, the line looked like Space Mountain at Disneyland, right? It was long. And we were about 10 to 15 people before it was our turn, and they announced in Spanish they were out of carne asada. Now, do you think I was compassionate towards my father, or do you think we started fighting? We started arguing, of course. So then I called my mom, and my mom said, well, that's what he gets because he didn't listen to me. And I share that story because we deeply love people, do we not? Some are our blood family members, some are relatives, some friends become family, co-workers. Maybe there's somebody in the parish that you've deeply loved and cared for through the years. But when we love, sometimes it gets complicated. And sometimes, as I always say, we're perfectly imperfect, are we not? Every single one of us. So what is the love that Jesus is asking us to do today? It's not an easy type of love, It's sacrificial love. And love is a decision that we have to make every day, sometimes multiple times throughout the day, that I'm going to choose to love people. So what is our Lord asking us? He's asking us to love one another by showing patience. Now, my family is not going to win a medal on outstanding patience in a family, okay? We're very impatient with each other. But we're all guilty of that. We're guilty of being impatient to those that we love the most often. So I want us to stop right now and to reflect upon who have you been impatient with, and really reflect on that right now. So let's go ahead and do that. Who have you been impatient with lately? Oftentimes, we're impatient with the people we love the most. Parents with their kids with their parents, husbands with their wives, siblings with each other. I'm sure none of you pictured me when you were talking about impatience, right? So let's strive to be more patient with one another as Christ is with us. We have to love each other unconditionally. What does that mean? That means even in those moments where people that we love disappoint us, we can't just cut them out of our lives, you know. We need to still pray for them. We need to show empathy, kindness, compassion. We're so hard on those that we love sometimes that we are very guilty of being overly judgmental, whatever it is. So this gospel didn't say just love on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and take a break Thursday through Sunday. It's saying you must love till it hurts, like Jesus did on the cross for all of us. Love is not jealous. You know, at almost every wedding, the second reading I always hear, love is patient, love is kind, right? It's not jealous. And I'm thinking, I've never heard this reading before at a wedding, right? It's like eagle's wings at a funeral. You know it's coming, right? But sometimes instead of celebrating each other's success, what do? We tear each other down. Instead of saying, that's wonderful, that person's doing well, we say, well, you know, I actually know who they are, right? So jealousy, that's not from God. What we're called to do is celebrate one another and to try to build each other up. So if somebody, you know, does something good and they're getting little accolades for that, praise God for that. God sees the good that we all do. And finally, this beautiful line of this gospel, this I command you, love one another. It didn't say, I give you the option right now to love one another. Love is hard as a disciple of Christ because we have to choose to do it every day. But as God loves us unconditionally, we're called to give that love to one another. We have to love people that look different than us, to love people that vote different than us. As a Dodger fan, I have to love the Giant fans, okay? Trojans have to love Bruins. Bruins have to love Trojans. You're like, not that one, Father, right? I know there's a lot of Trojans here. I'm not naive, all right? So love. As God loves us, we're called to love one another. So who in your life right now is God asking you to love a little bit more? Let's pray on that. And how are you going to show the love of God to that person? So who is God asking you to love just a little bit more beginning today?